This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Breakfast on a Thursday morning, and we get to welcome back for the first time in 2026 Dr. Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Good morning, welcome back, and many blessings for this brand new year, Dr. Wendy.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you so much, and a happy new year to all of you there too.
I hope you enjoyed your breakaway.
I did. It was a lovely break.
Good. And now we get back, and now you're getting ding-dongs on your door there at the office. Your phone is ringing, and everyone's saying, oh, we're going into a brand new year. We don't want 2026 to be the same as 2025. We need your help. So consider us to be ringing your doorbell or your phone this morning, because we've heard so many things, and we've got so much information, Wendy, and as I say, we have so much information, but so little transformation. Somewhere we're missing something.
Yes, that is a very good point. I think what happens is we can sometimes go into try and make these new habits, but with these absolute drastic changes, which are not sustainable. And so we can't have that transformation that we speak about. So we have to go in with bite-sized chunks so that we can actually have that transformation, because making a new habit takes a lot of time. You can't change a habit overnight. It takes 21 days to start making a new habit, then another 21 days to set that. So, sure. So you're looking at about 3 months in total to create a new habit.
I can't help but think that we make these drastic changes because we want drastic change. So instead of doing it, as you say, in bite-sized pieces, suddenly we have a diet where we've got some great moments, some terrible moments, and we eat what we eat, and then suddenly, you know, you wake up in the morning and all you've got packed in your lunchbox is a carrot and a boiled egg. And now you're looking at this and saying, but this is like 5% of what I normally eat. Then you do it for one day and then you just get so hungry, you just guzzle the first thing you see at the takeout joint that you drive past. So I think what we sometimes do, from what I can understand, is that we try to do these massive things in just one day. But then when we think, if I only make a small change, then it's going to take so long for it to actually change. Oh. So we've got to find that sweet spot, right, between drastic change and something that's actually sustainable.
Yes, and that's so very true, because if you make these, we can't sustain drastic change. It's just too much of a shock to our systems, and you've kind of got to get your head around it. You've got to make sure that your brain is ready, that you're prepared, that you make changes that are sustainable, that are things that you can actually manage every day. If you can't manage them, and look, change is going to be difficult anyway, but if we start with smaller steps, it's going to make it, you know, we're much more likely to be successful in that transformation that you speak about.
So we're talking here about eating. So we may as well just jump into this whole idea of eating as we launch into this. And help us to know, what do we eat? How do we do this properly?
Well, I think instead of going to those absolute extremes, we want to prioritize real food. So if we want to cut out the junk, cut out the breads, the sugars, the fizzy drinks, all the things that, you know, all the peripherals, those extras. And often, unfortunately, that makes up 90% of a person's diet. So then it does feel like, oh my goodness, what am I going to eat? But if you can prioritize real food, if you know exactly what you can, you know, what you are eating can be identified as food. So we want to eat things like vegetables and fruits and lean proteins and legumes, and cut out those ultra processed foods, cut out those refined carbohydrates and sugars, and try and make as much of your food as you can by yourself, or have somebody make it for you. But again, choosing options that are really healthy.
Would it be true to say, Wendy, that some of us, when it comes to the meals we sit down and eat, if it's prepared in the kitchen by moms, wives, or husbands, or anyone, and that's a home-cooked meal, which I think a lot of people have anyway, would you say that that foundation is probably not that bad, but that it's the extra bits and pieces that we seem to want to add in between and with it, and the drinks we have and all those things, that might be where the problems are? So we're kind of halfway there.
Yes, I think many people are halfway there, but it is all the extras. You know, if we avoid the condiments with our foods, if we're eating you know, if you're having salads, have olive oil and balsamic vinegar over that. You don't necessarily need all those creamy dressings. They're the nicer ones, but, you know, we don't necessarily want to be eating those ones all the time. And opt for those whole foods and limit the amount of carbohydrates. If you imagine your plate as a circle, and you want to divide that plate into quarters and halves, half of your plate should be made up of vegetables, salads, and we're talking non-starchy vegetables and salads. A quarter of your plate should be proteins and healthy fats. The other quarter of the protein is your starchy carbohydrates. So you can see that from that is where you want to limit the amount. So our ratios are often wrong on our plates. Often that plate is half or three quarters carbohydrates and very little protein, fats, and non-starchy vegetables. And so it's just about changing the ratios so that we're getting a better balance. We're going to talk about managing blood sugar just now, but that helps to keep your blood sugar nice and stable. It stops those dips. It stops the cravings. And it really helps you to be able to maintain those changes because you're still eating wholesome food that is going to keep you going for the day.
Yeah, I want to stay with food for just a moment longer if we can before we get to the blood sugar, if we've got time this morning. But making those changes and knowing that, as you've said, that we're kind of halfway there because we're mostly getting a cooked meal in front of us if we're fortunate enough to be in that place. But it's the extras. But those are the things that are often addictive, aren't they? So aren't those little extra bits and the carbonated drinks and all of that, those can be and the sugars, those can be the really tricky ones to get rid of. So do we just go cold turkey or do we wean ourselves off these little extra things that you're talking about?
Well, remember, if we're wanting to make sustainable changes, you might want to pick one thing that you're going to limit or eliminate. And as you win over that thing, then you can choose the next one. Because if we go cold turkey, it often is where you have those rebound sort of cycles where you go back into completely bad habits, you know, because then now you've cut out everything. And then you decide, oh, I just can't do this. And so now you have a really bad day. And that's where you throw everything back at it. So I think, yeah, to just pick the one thing, if you are going to and find healthy replacements. So if for example, you want to eat chocolate after dinner, instead of eating a normal commercial chocolate where you have milk chocolate and maybe nuts and things in it, go for a dark chocolate with some nuts in it.
Yeah.
Change the amount of your portion. So have maybe one block or two blocks of that as opposed to a whole bar. So you're not depriving yourself 100%, but you're still allowing yourself to have that treat, but in a slightly healthier form.
I think we find ourselves, just as we close here, I know this is we've got lots to get through next week, but we often find ourselves in that situation where we're like, I can't do without my dot, dot, dot. I'm not prepared to go without my dot, dot, dot. But also, I want to eat better and have better health. So we actually then would need to make some kind of conscious decision, wouldn't we, to say, what am I going to choose? Having the stuff that I want all the time, or as you've said, minimize those things and make a conscious choice that maybe this is the year for something different.
Well, I think it helps then to decide what is your goal. So is your goal, what is your long-term goal? And then you can break that down into short-term goals. Because if your long-term goal is a sustainable goal, if it's something like, you know, I want to be able to do more exercise, or I want to be more active, or I want more energy, or I want to be able to play with my children or with my grandchildren, that kind of helps to keep the goal. It helps you to make choices that lead you to that goal.
Yeah.
If your goal is, oh, I just want to eat healthily, then what is the purpose of that? You have to have a purpose underneath the goal or behind the goal that drives it. And that often is what you need to remind yourself. But okay, I'm doing this. I am making this choice because this is what my goal is. So ultimately, it's the goal that drives you and helps you to make the choices that are going to be sustainable and that are going to allow you to change your behaviors.
We spent a little bit of extra time on the food and the real food conversation this morning because I think that's where it catches a lot of us. That's a great start. We need to move well. We need to sleep well. We need to hydrate well. And we need to maybe even visit the doctor if we need to. We'll continue this conversation next week. But I think often it starts with this because food is sometimes an obsession with us, not necessarily always in a negative way, but we're always planning, what are we going to make for dinner tonight? Ooh, it's almost lunchtime. What are we going to eat? So it becomes something that always goes around and around in our heads, right, Wendy? So I think if we can start to get a handle on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to eat. Let's face it. Yeah. We do need to eat. Our bodies need food. It is the fuel that keeps us going. But what are we going to feed it with?
Talk over the radio like this, but I'm going to need a little bit more. She's in the Durbanville area. And then your village square. So why don't you just get in touch with her and then you can set the tone for a brand new year.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.